The truth is this. There are people sitting down here listening to me. That when your father and your mother, while they are alive, you will not take care of them. But when they die, that is when you will go and withdraw and close your account for their burial. Of all the human beings that live on earth, listen, somebody here, including that your anointed pastor. Amen. Hallelujah. Including the most anointed pastor. Let me tell you, the best person that can bless you, and that blessing will come to pass, is your father or your mother. Wherever you are listening to me now, listen very well. One of the ways that Satan wants to keep you in limitation, so that you will not receive the blessing of your parents, one of it is, he will begin to give you dreams, say your papa na witch, your mama na witch. Your mama does not want you to progress. Your mama is after your life. If your mother is attacking you, she doesn't know what she's doing. If your mother is frustrating you, she doesn't know what she's doing. She is possessed. She needs deliverance. If her eye is clear, she won't treat you like that. Except you did not come out of the womb of that woman, nobody can love you more than your mother. The way most of us live our lives and cut off the source, our source of life, your father and your mother, is hindering some people here. Proverbs chapter 30 and verse 17. The eye that mocketh at his father and despiseth to obey his mother, the refuse of the valley shall pick it out, and the young eagle shall eat it. I read that scripture again. The eye that mocketh at his father and despiseth to obey his mother. The emphasis there. The eye, that eye that mocketh at his father and despiseth to obey his mother. He said the raven of the valley shall pick that eye out, and the young eagles shall eat that eye. That simply means that a man and a woman here that despises his father, dishonors the father, mocks the father, despises the mother, he said, your way will be dark. That's what it means. That's what it means. And when your way is dark, it's nothing but frustration. The way a blind man walks in frustration, that is how your life will be, a life of frustration. And I sincerely believe that God is talking to somebody here and is giving somebody here the secret for prosperity. The way most of us live our lives and cut off the source, our source of life, your father and your mother, is hindering some people here. And if this month is going to be a month of prosperity, the same prophet that said God said this month is a month of prosperity, the same prophet again was given this same scripture for the church today. And where my mind went, it's a scripture that Pastor Billy once called my attention to. Mark chapter 14. Open it. That's our message for today. And let's read it from verse 3. Chapter 14, verse 3. And being in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at meat, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment, a spikenard very precious. And she break the box and poured it on his head. Hallelujah. And there were some that had indignation within themselves and said, why was this waste of the ointment made. Amen. For he might have been sold for more than 300 pence and have been given to the poor. And they murmured against her. And Jesus said, let her alone. Why trouble you her? She has wrought a good work on me. For you have the poor with you always. And whensoever you will, you may do them good. But me, you have not always. She had done what she could. She's come aforehand to anoint my body to the burying. Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world, this also that she has done shall be spoken of for a memorial of her. Praise God. Now listen. I said my mind went because Pastor Billy one time called my attention from that to that scripture. And I believe it. This woman, amen, came with very precious ointment. Very costly. Maybe it cost hundreds of thousands of dollars. And brought it very expensive. And began to pour it on the Lord Jesus Christ. And as far as the onlookers were concerned, she was wasting that precious thing. Amen. And Jesus said, leave her. She is doing it towards my burial. I have read that scripture several times and tried to understand it. Amen. Church, listen. The truth is this. There are people sitting down here listening to me. That when your father and your mother, while they are alive, you will not take care of them. But when they die, that is when you will go and withdraw and close your account for their burial. Amen. When they are alive, peanut, I have this need. This woman today disturbed me. And some even deliberately, they save towards the burial of that woman, towards the burial of that man. Now the man is dead. All the cows you killed, all the musicians you invited, all the money that you spent, how does that dead body benefit from it? Praise the Lord. Praise God. I know, you see, God has determined that somebody must prosper. Amen. Of all the human beings that live on earth, listen somebody here, including that your anointed pastor. Amen. Hallelujah. Including the most anointed pastor. Let me tell you, the best person that can bless you, and that blessing will come to pass, is your father or your mother. But not too many people know this. See, God has made your father God over you. Not too many people know that. Why I'm saying so is this. One of the tricks, the Bible says we are not unaware of the device of Satan. See, one of the ways that demons, Satan, very intelligent. I hope you know Satan is very intelligent. Very, very smart. Wherever you are listening to me now, listen very well. One of the ways that Satan wants to keep you in limitation, so that you will not receive the blessing of your parents, one of it is, he will begin to give you dreams, say your papa na witch. Your mama na witch. Your mama does not want you to progress. Your mama is after your life. Leave the church. It's true that your mother may be possessed. Listen, I have seen a mad woman, crazy mad woman, on the street that had a baby. All effort to collect that baby from her, she refused. She held on to another baby. Except it did not come out of the womb of that woman. Nobody can love you more than your mother. Do you hear me now? Praise the Lord. Now, listen very well. But at a stage, it is true that your mother can get possessed. Listen. Now, listen. Jesus Christ was hanging on the cross on Calvary. They were killing him. When he should have said, "Oh yeah, I rain Holy Ghost fire on all of you," he had the power to do it. But what did he say? "Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they are doing." If your mother is attacking you, she doesn't know what she's doing. If your mother is frustrating you, she doesn't know what she's doing. She is possessed. She needs deliverance. If her eye is clear, she won't treat you like that. Therefore, she's not your enemy. She's not your enemy. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus said, "I know he's going to die. But since I'm going to die," amen, amen, "while I am alive now, let me enjoy better fragrance around me." Hallelujah. She knows. He said, "This woman knows that I will not be long with you. She knows that I will soon go. I have been preaching to all of you that very soon scripture will be fulfilled. I will die. On the third day, I will resurrect." Amen. This woman caught the revelation. Amen. "Okay, before you go, all that I have, let me please you with it." The best ointment she had, she came to rub it on Jesus Christ. "Maybe when you die, I will begin carry and they go look for you for grave." And Jesus Christ commended it. And he released a blessing on that woman. Anywhere this gospel will be preached, you will be remembered for this thing you have done. Are we not remembering the woman now? Are we not remembering the woman now? Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 and verse 1, 2, 3. He said, "Children." And when you say children here, people are thinking at the children church hall, church class there. Everyone that has a father, you are a child for as long as your father is alive, your mother is alive. Every time they look at you as a baby. Baby. I had a senior brother, a step brother, a senior brother. He had a mother that was still alive, very old woman. This is a man that rose from the civil service, retired as a permanent secretary, and the next year again the government appointed him as a commissioner. His police escort was outside in front of the house. He came to the village to see his mother. He provoked the mother. The police stand there, they look, the mama stand up and slapped him. And he said, okay, sorry, Mama. Okay, Mama, sorry. Okay, Mama, sorry. As far as that woman is concerned, you are still my baby. Praise the Lord. Amen. So you too, you must walk with your parents with understanding. Amen. Even another person slapped that man, police will shoot him. The police escort was there. Praise the Lord. Nobody said, they say, I was there. I'm telling you what I know. He slapped him. He said, ah, Mama. He won't slap him again. The man run. Praise the Lord. So when we say children, every one of us here, every one of us, the man, the woman that brought you up, if you are an orphan, the man and the woman that brought you up, they are your father and your mother. It's true. This is why he said, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. Why? That it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. He said, it is the first commandment with promise. Go to the commandment in Exodus chapter 20. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Verse 12, this is the way it goes. Exodus 20, verse 12. He said, honor thy father. That is where the 10 commandments. It's among the 10 commandments that God gave to the children of Israel. Honor thy father and thy mother. What is the promise that attached to it? That thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. And he said, it is the first commandment with a promise attached to it. So if Satan does not want your days to be long, he will make you to be disobedient to your parents. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A dead body cannot bless you. And there is no connection, the Bible says so, between the living and the dead. There is no body spirit that will come and bless you because you bury them very well. Anybody that tells you that, they are just, you know, deceiving you. You did not bless him while he was on earth here. Amen. It is not when he is dead that you should bless him. It carries no blessing attached to it. And somebody here, if there is anybody here, amen. Even if your mama and your papa hate you, if you go with this understanding, the Bible even says you should bless your enemies. Do your own and leave God to do the rest. He does not want to see you. If you are even afraid, if you give him money, he will use it against you. It is your obligation towards him, towards her. Give him, give her. Anything she does with it, it will not work. Praise the Lord. Go and meet your mama. Take time with them. When you are going, do something that will make them to be happy. Look, Jacob and Esau. Amen. Hallelujah. Isaac was old. Was about to die. Now he's about to release a blessing. Why did he just say, Esau, come. Esau, come. Let me bless you. You are the senior. What did he do? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He first sent for Esau. Esau, make me that your bush meat where they get the pepper soup. You know, I like it so much. Say, just do that for me and let me know. He had confided in his wife that now, Bilhah said, I will soon die. Make her release the blessing for these children. And the mama had it and quickly ran because the mother knows the power that was about to be released. The blessing that was about to be released Once it comes out, you cannot, reverse it. It's irreversible. Your father bless you, you will remain blessed. It is irreversible. There is a grace around that father in relation to the person that came out of his loins. If that man is a man of destiny, he is transferring it to you. I'm telling you, that is the truth. If your father lived long, very old, that is also, you came out from him, that is also 90% sure that you too, you will live long, all things being equal. No, it's true. Therefore, if your father is very old, get closer to him, so that you will continue from where he stopped in that longevity. There are words that they say that follow you all the days of your life. And if it is a curse, that curse will follow you all the days of your life. I'm telling you, that is the truth. Unless the mercy of God just come and break it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
What I'm saying, is it making sense to somebody?
Yeah.